So first up, we have the public sector update with some great speakers, and they're going to be telling us the latest and greatest on government employees and developments in the First Amendment, due process, privacy, political patronage, etc. So up for our speakers, we have two really great attorneys. First, we have Bob Schmidt, and Bob Schmidt, hey, yeah, there we go. Thank you for livening up this Friday morning with that. Kudos to Bob. I've worked a lot with Bob. He really is a great attorney. He's here in Austin, represents employees in various employment matters, sexual harassment, discrimination, retaliation, you name it. He is also a member of the board of the National Employment Lawyers Association. He also has been recognized as a super lawyer since 2014, and he received his law degree and an undergraduate degree in studio art from UT Austin. He is joined by Natalie DeLuca, and Natalie is, hey, I love the contingents right beside each other. Natalie is an attorney at Harris County's Attorney's Office. She is a board-certified employment lawyer with a lengthy history of in-house public sector legal service. Natalie presently serves as in the office of the Harris County Attorney as managing counsel of the Defense of Litigation, Employment, and Real Estate Division. And she previously served as in-house labor employment legal counsel for Metro. I'm sure this is going to be a lively discussion. Natalie said that they've already made an agreement that Bob will not sue anyone that she works for now or in the future. So I will turn it over to them.
I had my fingers crossed when we made that agreement. But,
great. Classic no, plaintiff's lawyer.
Exactly, exactly. No, before we get going, I always like to get a sense of who all is in the room. And so one question I have is, how many folks here work for a governmental entity?
Oh,
a lot of folks.
That's why they're here at 8:30.
Yeah, exactly. Now, how many are plaintiff attorneys who either sue governmental entities or are thinking about maybe suing a governmental entity?
I like the
Wow,
odds.
Not many. I was gonna suggest that we all, like, everybody shake hands and do a meet and greet or something right now, but we won't take the time to do that. But before the end of the session, I think everybody, on one side should go and introduce themselves to the people on the other side, have a little kumbaya moment so we can bring the world a little closer together. But for now, we're gonna go into the adversarial litigation posture and talk about First Amendment and public service employees or public sector employees. One of the things that is thought of out there, and one of the things that's kind of the basis of our talk, is that public sector employees generally are thought to have broader rights than private sector employees. And that is true in many respects, but I also think it's really important to understand that there are limits, and there are some areas where public sector employees, those all of you who raised your hands, count as that, have fewer rights than private sector employees. And the main areas, I don't want to spend a lot of time on this, but the main areas is that back is 11th Amendment immunity. Back in the 2000s, the U.S. Supreme Court held in these 5-4 decisions that the Age Discrimination in Employment Act, the Americans with Disabilities Act, as it applies to employment cases. And the FMLA, Family and Medical Leave Act, for self-care do not apply to state employees. And so if you're a state employee and you want to take FMLA leave and you get retaliated against for taking that leave, you are out of luck because the Supreme Court has said that does not apply to you. It is different for local and county-type governmental employees. The 11th Amendment immunity doesn't apply there. But that's just a point, and it's something that keeps plaintiff attorneys, if you're ever contemplating suing a governmental entity, you've got to think about all of these things. I put a chart in the package, and it's up here, that kind of helps spell this out. One thing I'll point out is that there are a couple workarounds. They're not great, but if you can actually bring a suit against the head of a governmental agency for prospective injunctive relief and attorney's fees in these cases, but you don't get compensatory damages or back pay, those kind of things. So that's one issue. There's also a little workaround under Section 504, the Rehabilitation Act, if the governmental entity gets public funds,